This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A debt ceiling deal has been reached by U.S. President Joe Biden and the Republican Party. Now Congress must approve it to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. default. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Negotiators agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for food stamp recipients, but stopped short of greater spending cuts overall that Republicans wanted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it an agreement in principle worthy of the American people.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs.
In a statement, President Biden says the agreement represents a compromise, which means not everyone gets what they want. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. I'm Julie Walker.
After a sleepless night due to Russian drone attacks, residents of the Ukrainian capital marked Kyiv Day, the city's birthday. The Ukrainian military, equipped with improved Western-supplied air defense systems, successfully intercepted and destroyed at least 40 drones launched by Russia. However, Kyiv's mayor said falling debris killed one man and injured a woman. The attacks came on Kyiv Day, celebrated on the last Sunday of May every year, to mark the city's founding 1,541 years ago. They did not affect the resolve of residents.
I think we don't have any right to cry or to give up, because if we will give up, then what is the reason for our defenders to stay there? I think we should be strong in order to support them.
The drone is it's like the usual, like a morning coffee and night drone attacks. It's our life.
This is VOA News. This is how it sounds at this moment in Turkey. As President Recep Tayyip Erdogan appears to be headed for victory in Turkey's runoff election. Data from both state-run and opposition news agencies give him an edge with about 93% of the ballot boxes counted. The head of the High Election Board said at a press conference that Erdogan was leading challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu with 54.47% support. Tens of thousands of exhausted people are heading home to the world's newest country, South Sudan, from a civil war in neighboring Sudan. That's creating a bottleneck near the dusty border. The international community and the government are rushing to help, worried about prolonged conflict. Fighting between Sudan's military and a rival militia killed at least 863 civilians before a seven-day ceasefire began Monday night. Civil servants working for the British government Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency plan to strike for 15 days starting June 11th, a union representative said Sunday. Members of the Public and Commercial Services Union who work for the DVLA will take industrial action to seek a fair pay rise, the PCS union said in a statement.
Welcome to this ceremony of reconciliation and remembrance of all those.
Relatives of those killed in the Irish Civil War attended a commemoration event in Dublin on Sunday to mark 100 years since the conflict ended. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar and his deputy laid a wreath in the Garden of Remembrance. It was also attended by many relatives of people killed on both sides of the conflict, Irish broadcaster RTE reported. The civil war, which divided friends, families, and towns across the country, began June 28, 1922, and ended May 24, 1923. About 2,000 people are estimated to have died. Several of India's top wrestlers, including two Olympic medalists, were detained by police on Sunday as they intensified their protest, demanding the arrest of their federation chief over sexual harassment allegations. The wrestlers originally hit the street in January, demanding action against the president of the Wrestling Federation of India, who has denied allegations of sexually harassing several female athletes. The protest was withdrawn from the after the president was stripped of all administrative powers by the sports ministry. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.